The 65th annual All-Native Basketball Tournament in Prince Rupert brought together athletes and fans from across the region. CFNR had the opportunity to sit down and talk with Taylor Backrack, Member of Parliament for Skeena-Bulkley Valley, to discuss the tournament's cultural significance, its impact on the community, and his support for local initiatives. Here's what he had to say.
It's Taylor Backrack. I'm the Member of Parliament for Skeena-Bulkley Valley.
As the Member of Parliament, what does it mean for you to see the 65th annual All-Native Basketball Tournament?
This is a really special tournament, and just being here over the past week and seeing all the teams, seeing all the fans and the excitement and also the history, you know, understanding that this tournament's been going on since the 1960s. It's a pretty special thing to observe and to come down and cheer for the players. I think it's unique in all of North America, really.
So how do events like the AMBT help strengthen the sense of community and cultural pride in the Skeena-Bulkley Valley region?
It's hard to describe. To be at the opening ceremony, and this year, an incredible opening by Kekatla, over 100 drummers and dancers filling the gym, and probably 1,000 people in the stands. And just this incredible feeling of unity and power. I can't think of any other thing like it. And so, you know, having a chance to travel to the communities in the Northwest, up and down the coast, and understanding a little bit of the history and what brings people together, you know, I just feel really deeply honored to even be in the building and bear witness to it. It's something pretty special.
What role do you think sports and cultural events like this play in fostering unity and connection between Indigenous and non-Indigenous communities?
It's huge. Whether it's basketball or hockey or, you know, any number of sports, it's a thing that brings people together, right? It brings people together across our differences. And so especially seeing little kids and seeing youth out there doing their best, building relationships, learning about each other. You know, the thing that brings us together is the fact that we all live in this place, right? We all call this place home. And so I think the skills that young people are learning out there on the court are really skills that are going to serve them their whole lives. You talk about leadership, you talk about respect. And one of the things I've been watching is just watching the elders in the gym, sitting on the sidelines, you know, and just providing that guidance and leadership. It's something pretty special.
And having represented this region since 2019, how have you seen the tournament evolve, especially in terms of growth and impact on the local economy?
For Prince Rupert, this tournament is a big deal. I know, talking to local businesses, talking to people around town, there are people who come from every community on the coast and they stay here all week. If you don't book a hotel room, you know, months in advance, you're going to be out of luck. So it's a big deal. I don't know if anyone's ever quantified it in terms of the number of dollars that people bring, but obviously it has a huge economic impact for the community and for the region. But it's more than that too, right? It's an event that people look forward to all year.
What are your thoughts on the inclusion of the Women's Masters in the tournament this year? Do you think it's an important step forward for women's sports in the region?
I do think so. I've talked to a lot of people around the tournament who've mentioned the Women's Masters division and just how cool it is to see, you know, see women out there giving it their best and some really competitive play. And I know it's a new division in the tournament, so I think what we'll see over the years is we'll see the play become stronger and stronger as more women come back to the sport. A lot of them played ball in their younger years, and now it's a chance to, you know, show that experience and really give her. So I love taking in some of those games. They're really, really special.
And what kind of support have you provided or do you plan to provide to ensure the success of local events like the AMBT in the future?
I'm really proud that my office was able to be a supporter of the tournament, to be down here for the opening. We had a table in the arena all week talking about the Red Dress Alert, which is an initiative that we've been working on, the NDP has been working on for the past number of years, trying to create a national alert system so that when someone's loved one goes missing, every effort is made to find them as quickly as possible. So it'd be like the Amber Alert using the cell phone network. It's gotten a ton of attention and a lot of enthusiasm from people here. Obviously, it's an issue that's affected so many families in our region. So we're pleased to bring that issue to the tournament and to be talking to people about it. But mostly, it's just, like I was saying, it's such a privilege to be here and to take in this storied event. It's really something else.
All right, anything else you'd like to share or add at all?
Well, the one thing I want to end with is just a big thank you to the people who make this tournament possible. It's a huge labor of love. There are a lot of volunteers. The staff and the committee work hard all year to put this on. The referees who come from all over and make the games fair and make them possible. And everyone around Prince Rupert who supports, you know, all the families that travel here. It wouldn't happen without their efforts. And I just want to express my gratitude as a member of Parliament. Thanks to all the people who put so much into it.
That was Taylor Bachrach, Member of Parliament for the Skeena-Bulkley Valley, sharing his thoughts on the 65th Annual All-Native Basketball Tournament and its importance to the region. For CFNR News, I'm Sabrina Spencer.